Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres home tonight. Ottawa is in and throughout the month of November. Lung cancer awareness. From Roswell Park, they're bringing awareness to lung cancer screening. And you can visit the Roswell team on the 100 level of KeyBank Center during each Sabres home game this month. Breathe easier with early detection. Find out if lung cancer screening is right for you at roswellpark.org/Eddie. That's E-D-D-Y. We continue.
You know how you always like have that look from the office at the Sabres office, the corner there, yep. And you see people kind of go on the stop sign. And I just saw somebody just roll right through a red light there at Washington whatnot. So that was.
You know what else I discovered today?
That was pretty scary because there's a car coming.
Now that we're on random thoughts. I mean, I've known this because I've driven it a million times. You ever drive down Exchange Street into Larkinville?
Yes.
You ever realize that there's not a single stop sign from the ballpark all the way to Larkinville?
You could like, go a little fast.
I'm like, what happens here late at night?
Yeah.
Like,
That's a quarter mile race.
It's a long, long stretch. I know. City speed limit's 30 miles an hour. And I'm like, it's double wide, no stop signs, and dare I say, perfectly smooth.
That's made just for that.
So here's
a safe spot for it.
May the Sabres drive down Exchange
without
for the rest of
sign.
The season.
No like speed bump and no stop
exactly.
sign. Let's go.
Yes, and by the way, just promoting lung cancer awareness throughout this month. This is our first Sabres Live since Friday, and when we were involved in Hockey Fights Cancer Night, and I just want to thank everybody that engaged with us in person, on social, online, through any many number of different fundraising mechanisms, and from a personal standpoint, supporting my friend Emily and her battle. There's a link to our video about that and a link to her GoFundMe, which is on my Instagram page at Duffer Sabres. So, but thank you for the response to that. It's always incredibly kind of people to reach out and feel what we were trying to share very naturally, which occurs every year during our Hockey Fights Cancer Night.
Yeah, and look, there's many different opportunities throughout the year to support different charities, people, and so Hockey Fights Cancer is kind of the start of that, I feel, and then there's other things throughout the year. Yep. You know, we're going to roll into Thanksgiving and then the Christmas and the holiday season, you know, so we will be the alumni out in, you know, the Western New York to be able to help, and we do our toy and food drive, and there's so much stuff that you can help with at this time of year if you can, and if you're someone that needs to help, don't feel like, you know, ashamed of asking for the help or receiving the help, because there's people that are willing to help. So that's always good on both ends.
And to anybody that's helping someone do their civic duty today, i.e. taking someone to the polls to help them vote, thank you for that. It is a very, very important day, as it always is every 4 years. So the Sabres lineup, presumably with Peterka back on the Thompson line with Tuck. The McLeod line stays intact. It certainly looks like the Krebs line with Malenstein and Lafferty stays intact.
Yes.
And it certainly feels like Zach Benson is going to make his way back in, and if so, would presumably play with Cousins and Quinn. If that is the course of action, you're expecting then that a transaction has to happen to make the roster align with NHL standards by 5 o'clock.
Yeah, they need to have 23 players on the roster, not one too many. And right now, they already were at 23, and Benson was on the injured reserve list. So obviously, if you activate Benson from IR, you're going to need to make a roster transaction. The options that you have, really, and I look, from watching Morning Skate today, we expect and anticipate Joki Aryu and Samuelsson not to play tonight. Well, they're not moving on from Samuelsson or Joki Aryu in any way, shape, or form. They're also not moving on from Nick Obi-Kubel. So those three would have to go through waivers or being traded. That's not happening. So the only option left, unless somebody becomes injured and is nursing something
or
that
Ill.
You can say, or ill, and you can put him on IR, you know, that would mean that the only other option would be to have Yuri Kulik go down to Rochester. And when Lindy Ruff talked about Kulik this morning after the morning skate, he kind of talked about, hey, this is the type of player to continue developing, needs to get his reps in, needs to get his power play reps in, his five-on-five offensive zone starts, and all of it. It almost sounded and felt like Lindy was mentioning, like, hey, you know what? Like, this is a guy that right now doesn't have that opportunity in Buffalo, but would have that opportunity in Rochester. So we'll have to see. Obviously, nothing has to be announced until right around 5 o'clock this afternoon when it comes to rosters and, you know, for the cap compliances and all of that. So there doesn't need to be anything done right this second. But I would anticipate a roster move would be made, and Yuri Kulik to Rochester makes the most sense where the Sabres are right now.
One thing that actually came up very early this season, and I think, you know, in the total bigger picture still comes up, was missed shots. Now it's more, you know, it might be flipped to the extent of, like, you know, in certain situations, Lindy wants to see, you know, more urgency, more ability to finish in high-pressure situations, right? So whether those end up resulting in a goaltender making a save or, you know, shot attempt, block shot, what have you. I wanted to ask you, I've been wanting to ask you for a while, but now there's a more reasonable sample size, so maybe it's more pertinent. Have you given much thought to missed shots and what people are making of the fact that the Sabres have been kind of high on the list of missed shots? Or are you looking at something different, like team shooting percentage, which is lower middle of the pack in the NHL right now? Better than what it used to be at their worst years, not as good as what we had seen at times in the last couple of years, and a long ways away from the premier shooting team in the NHL right now, which, no surprise, is the number one team in the NHL, which is the Winnipeg Jets. They're shooting at an unsustainable 15.2% right now.
The opposition's goaltender has an 85 save percentage on average.
Amazing, isn't
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It'll Maybe it won't regress as much because you keep talking about how save percentage is diminishing. So maybe the league leaders this year will be around 13%, right?
Even 13%, that's high.
But it is very high. But the Sabres are around 10, and I'm wondering why you think it is around 10%.
Well,
is it goaltending? Is it missed shots? Is it shots blocked?
Missed shots are a big part of that. And there's two ways to look at missed shots. And I think one of the things that has been the focus of the Sabres since the start of training camp is getting to the front of the net. Go to the front of the net, stop at the front of the net. Well, if you're trying to create a shot on net with players that have to start wiring themselves. As I'm going to go to the net because the puck's going to be there. Mm-hmm. But the puck is off the glass and around. And then you're like, oh, I got to go back on the back check. Mm-hmm. It's frustrating okay. for players like this. So that's one a negative part of a missed shot. I think when you're cycling and you're coming up around the circles, right? And you're coming high in the zone and you're shooting it on net and you want guys to drive the net and have rebounds, that puck has to hit the net. You're probably not going to score from there, but it has to hit the net because you've got guys that are, their mindset has to be, I got to go to the net and the puck will be there. That's one. Now, if you got Thompson coming down the wing, Tuck coming down the wing, Dahlin attacking the net, and he's one-on-one with the goalie, and they miss the net, that doesn't bother me as much because you're trying to score. Like, what's – if I hit the goalie in the chest, mm-hmm. it's kind of like a missed shot. I'm trying to pick a corner. Mm-hmm. I have the time and the space, and I'm one-on-one with the goalie. Let's make that happen. But situation where – you're spending 20, 30 seconds in the offensive zone. You're cycling. You're doing a high rotation. You get it on net. If it misses the net, it kills your offense. It just kills it. So that is the part that bothers me right now.
So how does it improve, and whom is it falling on at this point in time?
I think it improves if you and I are on the same line. I'm like, hey.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm going to the net. Hit the net. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to go there. I have to go to the corner now every time, and then you'll hit the net. I won't be there. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let's go. I think that conversation has to be there. I think we're at the point now where you have to hold somebody else responsible, too, for certain things. You can't just look at you. You have to look at our line, our unit. How do I make you better? How do I, you know, and that is not being rude. That's not being selfish. That's not being disrespectful. That's being, hey, I'm working my butt off to get to the front of the net.
Yeah.
Your job's to hit the net. If I'm not there and you hit the net, then yell at me. Say, Marty, be up front. Be ready. I got the puck to the net. Where were you? Like, we have to be able to have that report as line mates to be able to move forward.
So again,
where's the report?
No, it's more just like, how much pressure is there on the Cousins line again coming into this?
Tons of pressure, and now tons of pressure would be added on Zach Benson to say he would be.
Yeah, like does that make it less? Like, does it give you a fresher start, a cleaner slate, so to speak? Does it make you dwell less on what has maybe happened recently and be more excited, or as excited as you should be, to have a new line mate who is an energy type?
You'd be excited. You'd be excited to have Benson on your line, but who are we to believe, and really, who are we kidding, to think that Benson, a 19-year-old in his second year in the National Hockey League, mm-hmm. is going to go out there and pull Cousins and Quinn on his back and say, right. come on in and let's go, and I'm going to show you how it's done. Mm-hmm. Like, Benson's a really nice player. Mm-hmm. Benson works hard.
Yep.
Benson is a young player that still has a lot to learn. I think Lindy likes Zach Benson and will give him like plenty of opportunities. Mm-hmm. But to me, that's like if I'm Zach Benson and I'm working hard, and all of a sudden Quinn gets the puck in the high slot and shoots it, and it's off the glass and around, and then I got a back check. Like, maybe Benson's the kind of guy that goes over and, hey, Quinny, hit the net. I'm there. Like, I'm going to be there. You know me. I'm going to be there. Hit the net. Like, that has to happen as well for, you know, that line. And so, yeah, Benson, it's great. He brings the energy. I'm looking at Cousins and Quinn and says, you, unfortunately, have to lead that line and have to be way better.
Boston-Toronto is one of the other 11 games tonight. No Matthews for Toronto. Upper body injury day-to-day. St. Louis is hosting Tampa. St. Louis is down Broberg now for the next 4-6.
4-6, yeah.
Which is really unfortunate based on how great a start he had had for St. Louis. Utah is the team that has the toughest task tonight as they take on the Jets in Winnipeg. Of course, the Washington Capitals have, kind of carved themselves out as a nice early season story. They are idle this evening, but they are sitting there with 16 points at 8-3 through the first 11. Are they the? How would you describe them in the context of all teams in the NHL so far this year?
Surprise.
Yeah? Yeah. Even after last year's playoff appearance?
Last year, because everybody agreed last year they were the worst team of the playoff teams.
But
it's good for you. You made the playoffs. You were minus 31 and you got out in the first round. Whoop-de-doo, right? But I really...
Well, I would never say it that way. You go right ahead.
You can radio me if you want. Put it out there on the billboard. Like, you know.
The day I say whoop-de-doo to a playoff appearance is the day you and I probably aren't working together.
I get that. You know what? That's a fair point. But I really have enjoyed what Spencer Carberry has done with the Washington Capitals. Even when he moved Ovechkin to the right wing. Like, why are you moving Ovechkin to the right wing? He's a left winger. Like, this is a guy that's chasing Gretzky's record. He needs to score goals. And it took him a few games to get comfortable, but he still finds himself to the left side and still scores from wherever on the ice.
Yeah.
And Alexi Protas has played really well. Dylan Strome's having a fantastic season so far. Wilson's looking good. Like, there's a lot that are working in Washington, but I'm very surprised because when T.J. Oshie went down and no Backstrom, and no, I'm like, oh, they're not going to be the same thing. This is going to be, if Ovechkin gets to the Gretzky record, it's not this year. It may be later in next year. And now we're starting to think, like, hey, it's possible that he gets to 42 goals this year. He needs 35 more.
Right.
He scored every other game in the second half of last season. He had 6 and 35 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he scored a goal every other game. So he could get it done.
Definitely could. Is there any other significant story around the NHL that you want to get off your chest? Obviously, the Matthews one is big. Colorado's getting healthier. Nichushkin.
Practicing.
Who was the other one? Lekkonen and Drouin. Like, they're all starting to trickle into the picture for them, which is a pretty significant turn of events. There has still been some, shaky goaltending at times around the league, but
Columbus is interesting to me because they looked so good in a shutout win by Elvis Merzlikins, and then they have a couple of games that have gone nowhere. Now they got the San Jose Sharks. Macklin Celebrini, the number one overall pick last year at Sphere in Vegas for the San Jose Sharks, played one game and then, missed a few of them with an injury. He's coming back, so that's interesting when you look at the Sharks. But can Columbus get themselves back on a little bit of a roll here with Dean Evason and as the coach there and pushing the team to achieve things that I didn't think they would achieve in the early going of the season?
It's a tough weekend for my narrative,
which is the home. Home teams.
In consecutive Saturdays, the road team has gotten blasted
hard,
and which is really bad on a heavy night of games. Last night, I was celebrating mildly because the road teams won both games 3-0.
Yeah.
But there's a long way to make up now. The home teams are at 581 points percentage. The roads
are
513.
Which is fine. So. It's what it should be roughly, but it's going to fluctuate. Interesting. Look, the Oilers, they win a couple without McDavid.
Mm-hmm.
Now they lose last night 3-0.
Yeah.
A really, really interesting, I don't want to call it game, but man, as the Oilers penalty kill, so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. Again, They've given they're 60% on the season on the penalty kill. I know Buffalo's penalty kill is not that much better, but the Oilers' penalty kill has been so bad.
Back after this to wrap up Sabres Live on a game night. Stay with us.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.